Sometimes we feel low and lack motivation, but with the right strategies, we can navigate these periods effectively and emerge even stronger on the other side. Hello, everyone. You're listening to Positive Thinking Mind Radio. I'm your host, Mike, from PositiveThinkingMind.com. This is a podcast and community where I share with you tips to improve your mental health, help you cope with your anxiety, and teach you how to have a better outlook on life. We'll learn ways to turn our negative thoughts around and look at life in a positive light. I want to inspire you and help you have the best life possible. Thanks for joining me today. So let's get started. We all have days where the weight of our responsibilities, unmet goals, or life's unpredictabilities make us feel low. Such days can be challenging, especially when we lack the motivation to push forward. However, remember that feelings of sadness or demotivation are just phases, and with the right strategies, you can navigate through them. Here's how. The first is acceptance. Before you attempt to find a solution to your feelings of demotivation, it's vital first to accept them. Denying or suppressing your emotions only leads to further frustration. It's perfectly natural to experience off days, moments of doubt, or feelings of being stuck. Accepting these feelings doesn't mean resigning to them, but rather acknowledging their existence as the first step towards dealing with them. Second, reconnect with your why. In the daily hustle and bustle, we often lose sight of why we embarked on a particular journey, personal or professional. This way, our core reason of purpose behind our actions. It's the initial spark that ignited our passion, and by revisiting this purpose, you can find clarity and reignite that dwindling flame of motivation. Third, break tasks down. One of the primary reasons people feel overwhelmed and demotivated is because they perceive the task ahead as too monumental. The solution? Break it down. Instead of viewing a project as one colossal task, divide it into smaller, more manageable parts. Celebrate those many victories as you complete each segment because they act as momentum builders. Fourth, seek external inspiration. While motivation is crucial, we sometimes need an external nudge. This push can come from various sources, like reading an uplifting book, listening to an inspirational podcast, or watching a motivational video. Surrounding yourself with positive and inspiring content can significantly shift your mindset. Fifth, connect with others. Humans are inherently social beings, and talking with someone, a friend, family member, or therapist, can offer a fresh perspective. The act of sharing and vocalizing your feelings can have therapeutic effects. Sixth, physical well-being influences mental well-being. It's a well-documented fact that physical activity releases endorphins, the body's natural feel-good chemicals. But you don't have to run a marathon to experience these benefits. Activities like a short walk, practicing yoga, or even some light stretching can significantly affect your mood and motivation. Seven is visualization techniques. Visualization is for more than just athletes. Imagining a successful version of an event or task can create a positive feedback loop in your brain. Visualizing your success becomes more tangible, and the path to achieving it seems more straightforward. When you veer off track, close your eyes and envision the best possible outcome. Eight, embrace the temporary emotions. Lastly, and perhaps most importantly, understand that emotions are transient. As the seasons change, your feelings of low motivation will pass. The key is not to get stuck in the phase, but to continue moving, even if it's at a slower pace. Sometimes we feel low and lack motivation, but with the right strategies, we can navigate these periods effectively and emerge even stronger on the other side. Thank you for joining me today. If you'd like to learn more about building self-esteem and bettering your life, I encourage you to check out my courses at thinkdifferentcoach.com. Again, that's thinkdifferentcoach.com. Remember, you are amazing, you are awesome, and I want you to live life to the fullest. It doesn't matter what other people think of you, who cares what they think? It's what you think of you. I believe in you, I want you to believe in yourself. Stay positive, friends.